First Corinthians chapter 11. The apostle here, of course, as you know, deals with the Lord's Supper. 23. We read, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come." I want to draw your attention especially to the verse 24 and the thanksgiving that the Lord Jesus Christ gave on that occasion. Verse 24, "When he had given thanks," actually if we read the end of verse 23, the same night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." Now the Lord's giving thanks here. The communion service takes in many things, many forms. There are many ideas. It's a remembrance service. We remember the Lord's death. It's also a communion service because we commune with the Lord Jesus Christ in the emblems, the body and blood. It's also a witness, because we show the Lord's death. We're manifesting, we're being bearing witness to the Lord's death and to Calvary. It's our testimony. So it's a witness service, communion service, a remembrance service, a worship service. But it's also a thanksgiving service. The Lord Jesus demonstrated that here, because as he institutes the supper, he's careful to give thanks when he'd given thanks. Now, there are two things I want to draw your attention to, just to think about very briefly, in this thanksgiving that the Lord Jesus gives at the table. First of all, is the timing of it. The timing of it. It says it was in the night in which he was betrayed that he took bread. Notice the timing is referred to. It was that night. The night. It was the night. And the night makes us think of trials and troubles, uncertainty. Night is a time of fears, isn't it, really? People have their fears at night. Night is a time when very often robbers come out and there's troubles. And it's just a difficult and a dangerous situation night can be. And it was in the night that the Lord's giving us thanks. Night time, yet giving thanks. And not only that, it was the night he was betrayed. He knows that he's going to be betrayed. The Lord Jesus had already predicted this. He had said to John, Judas Iscariot knew that he was known by the Lord to be the traitor. The Lord was aware of this. The night, and the night betrayed. And yet he's thankful. He's giving thanks. He can thank the Lord. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. Easier to give thanks to the Lord when everything's going well, when it's the daytime, and whenever we're not surrounded by enemies, whenever there are no problems, and we're just so blessed and top of the world type of thing. It's easier to give thanks then. But this is the night in which he was betrayed. It was a very difficult night for the Lord Jesus. And yet he gives thanks. And also, it's the night of the breaking, on the eve of the breaking. He talks about the brokenness, my body broken. Talks about the blood being shed. He knows that that's before him, the cross. And yet he gives thanks. He can praise his Father. He can have still something of joy and appreciation and gratitude in his heart. It doesn't so overflow him that he's just all inward and taken up with himself. No, he can give thanks. And may the Holy Spirit give us grace, even in the night seasons, even in the nighttime experiences, even in the time whenever maybe enemies are afflicting us, our troubles are pouring into our body and soul, that we might still have grace to give thanks. So the timing of it is significant. He gives thanks in that circumstance, in that time. But then secondly, the thing that he gives thanks for. Notice what it says here. He took bread. Now, he didn't give thanks before he took the bread. He took the bread and it's in his hands. And then he gives thanks. And he breaks that bread. That bread that he gives thanks for. And then he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Now, quite often he uses that expression, "this." He has the bread in his hand all the while, and he's saying, "This. This is my body, which is broken for you. This." The bread in his hand. "This do in remembrance of me." And then he says, "This." He took the cup. This cup. This cup in my hand. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This is it. "This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. For whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." So there's an emphasis. It's in his hand and he's giving thanks for the bread. This bread. This bread which is going to be broken. This cup in which is the wine that represents the blood. He gives thanks for the bread. That has struck me. Of course we are to give thanks for our daily bread, aren't we? It's a bit like the Lord's Prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." And we are to give thanks for our food and thanks for the daily sustenance that the Lord gives us. Yes, we do that. The Lord Jesus Christ did that. We know that the miracle of the loaves. He gave thanks for the bread on those occasions as well. But this bread is not common bread. This is sacramental bread. This is the bread which he says about, "It's my body." This is the cup which he says, "This is my blood in this cup." This isn't common bread, not common wine. We call it sacramental bread. We call it communion bread. We call it bread that is identified with the person and the work of Jesus Christ. "And whosoever eats this bread and drinks this cup unworthily has some connection with the guilt in the Lord's death." So it's not common bread. However you try to explain it, however you try to, and we don't go down the road of transubstantiation in the Church of Rome, but it's certainly not common bread. And he gives thanks for that, which he says is his body. And that has struck me. That the Lord Jesus would thank his Father for his body. "A body hast thou prepared me." And he thanked the Father for his body. "I thank you, Father, you've given me a body. I thank you that I have a body and blood that can be broken for sinners. That can be broken for these my disciples whom I love, who want to have that everlasting life with me. I'm glad you've given me a body. I gladly offer it to be broken. I gladly offer it in the sacrifice of Calvary. And I do it thankfully. I thank you, Father." That's amazing. That the Lord Jesus would give thanks for his own humanity, that he might offer it up for his people. He appreciates what his Father has done. He appreciates the Father's hand in the plan of salvation. He appreciates that he has given him the means and the all to be able to redeem that people that are sitting around the table with him. And they'll be with him forever. How he must love that people. And so glad to give himself. So glad to be broken for them. So glad to shed his blood to buy them. and so appreciative to his father that he gave him that body. A body hast thou prepared me. And I thank thee, O my Father, that it is so. The thankfulness of Jesus. And how much more then should we be thankful who have been bought by that blood and redeemed by that broken body. How we should thank the Father too for the incarnation and the humanity of our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, which he took for us and which he sacrificed for us that we might have everlasting life. And so this is a thanksgiving service.